The East-West Theory, Eight House Theory. Both people and houses belong to one of the above trigrams. Each of the trigrams fall into two distinct categories as either East Group or West Group. Matching a West Group house type to a West Group person is ideal, as is matching an East Group house to an East Group person. East Group on the left, West Group on the right. North, southeast. South, northwest. Southeast, southwest. East, west. Effects of the solar system, Guan Gong. The advanced technique uses the eight trigrams shown above with particular calculations to derive the specific nature of the building and create its energy blueprint. It is too extensive to explain in a summary page. If you are interested in this concept in depth, we suggest you examine The Principles of Feng Shui by Master Larry San. The environment. The environmental aspects are what people immediately think of when they consider feng shui. Things such as not having sharp corners pointed at them and not living under high-tension power lines are a couple of common examples that everyone either knows or can understand. Other environmental aspects, such as living next to a freeway or a construction site, are considered unfavorable. The elimination of sha, or evil influences, and strengthening those environmental aspects that are good is what an environmental analysis recommends. These are but a few examples of what needs to be examined during an analysis. How are these principles applied? Feng Shui is based upon a set of theories and complex calculations derived from the I Ching. This includes an in-depth understanding and application of the basic principles. Using these principles and taking into account the physical relationship between the natural environment and the magnetic fields of the earth provides a blueprint of the influences around us. Using this blueprint, we can see clearly the energies or qi that affect us in our properties.